Give the microphone to Dayal Goranga. He and Yashomati really had this wonderful idea to have a great academy in Shida Mayapur, and would just like them to explain a little bit how this idea came about and what is the purpose of this academy. I'm feeling very, very excited to also see the father of Atul Krishna Prabhu. Yes, I can't see so good in the distance, but let us first begin.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. First of all, you know, we want to express our gratitude to His Holiness Sri Chaitanya Swami for his constant inspiration and, you know, spreading the holy name. And actually, that was his idea to organize first Kirtan Mela in Germany. From this, Yashomati Mataji got the idea to have Kirtan Mela in Mayapur. And Maharaj really took it up and inspired us and inspired all of us actually to have Kirtan Melas here. And then at some point we thought that we just want to get Maharaj more here and get to hear more from him. And so it's basically was our trick to get more association with Maharaj. And so we kind of thought, okay, what we do? Okay, Kirtan Academy or whatever, something. So our attempt is so far success. Maharaj is here. And we, of course, shared this idea with Maharaj and thought, you know, what he thinks about it, that we have a institution in our society where devotees would really go deep into the holy name. I mean, we called it Kirtan Academy, but it's not only about Kirtan, it's about Japa, it's about the holy name. And, you know, of course, the most important manifestation and most important practice is Harinam Sankirtan. So we thought that would be a good forum to try, because nobody really did something for such a long time. Maharaj has his retreats, Japa and Kirtan retreats for a long time, and they're always very short. So maybe we can extend it and have a beautiful sangha of devotees who really want to establish their relationship with the holy name over a long period of time and gain some depth. So this is basically their motivation behind the Kirtan Academy, and we are really grateful that Maharaj encouraged us and came, although he's supposed to be now taking Ayurvedic treatment. So he just jumped on the plane from his retreat in Vrindavan and cut his treatment just to be here with us and to start this wonderful enterprise. You are all pioneers, we are pioneers, so please bear with us if something, you know, we will have to experiment to develop curriculum and everything, but I hope something beautiful will come out of it. And we seek the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Maharaj and all of you, that all be, you know, become a success for all of us.
Danke. Danke. Danke.
You spoke so beautifully now, I don't have anything else to say. Except to please bless us that we don't offend anyone here, because we're trying our best, but, you know, we'll make mistakes. So.
Disclaimer.
Thank you very much for your words. Our first session with which we start this morning is called Entering the Kirtan Academy. We will hear a little bit more about what the academy is all about, and already here something very important for our spiritual life. These lectures are called discovery lectures because the idea is that they are filled with new information, information which you will discover, or where you will discover something which is extremely helpful for your spiritual lives. After the first session, we will make a pause and then enter into a workshop where we will engage in practical applications of what we have heard so far. I will just sing Jai Radha Madhava, the little Hare Krishna, and then Jai Jai Radha Madhava Punya Vihari
Hare Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
is
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Acharya, Ashtata, Satasi, Simati, Stivine, Grace, Sila Ave, Saranaravinda, Sila Bhakti Vedant, Goswami Maharaja, Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Iskon Founder Acharya, Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Namacharya, Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nittananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shiva Sadigo, Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sisi Radha, Krishna Gopa Gopinata, Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Maya Munamai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sisi Guru and Shigaranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I would like to formally extend a very, very warm welcome to all of you who have come here for the beginning of our Kirtan Academy, which is most probably like a little sprout, which starts small and then grows and grows and grows and brings about beautiful fruits. I would also like to welcome our, how do we say this, our virtual audience, that means those who look at this from their computers by the help of Mayapur TV. Welcome here in the sacred land of Lord Gaura Hari, the most merciful incarnation of Krishna which ever came. Please take a little time and just look around in this most beautiful environment. Really most beautiful. Yes. with a very nice sacred trees and the all-present refreshing breeze of Shrida Mayapur, for which Mayapur is so absolutely famous. Prabhupada used to talk about these breezes. I really cannot think of any better area than this beautiful enclosure in an otherwise quite busy project. This it really looks, we really look like a Vedic Gurukul with open air teaching facilities. So, I welcome all of you who have made an effort to come, either from your homes in Mayapur or who have come from places in the west or east or north or south, just to be here for this historic opening of our academy. I hope that the simplicity of the environment will not be replaced by beton and steel and so many other things, but that we will be able to have such a wonderful focus as this gives. As you all know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, actually I want to say one thing more before I formally start teaching. For all of you who don't know me, my name is Satchinandan Swami. I am it's true, I am somehow very much dedicated to teach the holy name, and that has a reason. Maybe 20 years ago, I developed a serious doubt in my spiritual life and came into a conflict which was decided, you know, the way I would resolve this conflict would decide my future spiritual life. It was a strong conflict, and I could go either to the left side, that is, look somewhere else than in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness for my deep burning answers in spiritual life, or I could discover something which would help me to stay very enthusiastic and inspired within our society. Am I speaking loud enough? Do you all hear in the back? Not really? Then maybe we should all make... Please come, we are forward. Yes, a lot of volume goes... Oh, we can be loud. This is better then. Yeah. Good. My conflict was like this. I had practiced Krishna consciousness for about 24 5+ years, and I had made an inventory in my heart how good I was doing. What I discovered was something that shocked me at first. I discovered that my heart still was full of material desires and that I had not yet attained that type of love of Godhead which is described in our scriptures. It is ever-growing, it is very pure, and it is so tasteful that it makes you forget the material world. And I had not been a successful devotee after 25 years. And this led me to doubt our process. Does this work? Does the Hare Krishna movement deliver its fruits? That is, help people lose their attachments to the material world and obtain love of Godhead. If it worked, it had not worked for me. So at that time, I needed an answer to my question, how will this work? I remember going to different older devotees. I even went to Gaudiya Vaishnava teachers outside of the Hare Krishna movement to get answers. I went all over India. How does Vaishnavism really work? And then, after obtaining as many answers as Maharaj Parikshit had received for his question, what should a man do who is about to die? How can he become successful? After receiving a multitude of answers from various saintly people, One acharya of the Madhva Sampradaya told me, the way to achieve success is to take care of the cows and open a goshala. You know, I received really many answers. Then by the blessings of the cows, you will advance. So, I took all these answers to Srila Prabhupada and made a sincere study of his books. I believe I almost locked myself into the room for 3/4 of a year. Then I spoke to a very exalted godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, who other than many godbrothers had a very, very, very high opinion of Srila Prabhupada and supported him in many ways, and asked him, and he said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, and I found out he said the same things as Prabhupada repeated, and the answer was very simple. We should learn to chant the holy name without making any offenses. Then the holy name will reveal everything to us. First, the holy name will reveal Lord Krishna's own form, and then our own identity as a spiritual soul is shown by him. And then the holy name will reveal his own qualities. That means qualities of forgiveness, and being the friend of the devotee, these bhaktavatsalatva, and reveal our own qualities, how we really are as spiritual souls, and then ultimately the holy name will invite us into his leela. Krishna will invite us into his leela and show us our original constitutional position. Later, I came upon a statement of Srila Prabhupada who said, I have not come to teach you anything. What? I thought, he's written a lot of books. But he said, I have not come to teach you anything. I have just come to ask you to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, get purified in your consciousness, and realize your constitutional position. That is what you are. You know, we know we are Krishna Das, but what particular specific Krishna Das we are. I thought, wow. And then I came closer to my exalted spiritual master and looked for answers. A lot of things were revealed by him through his writings and through his disciples. And this way I became very, very convinced that by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all I need to know about my own spiritual position and what is Krishna, who is Krishna, and what is our relationship will be revealed. So this little, discovery led me to then go every year into seclusion for 1 month and chant from morning till evening, because I did not want to just understand something theoretical, but make practical realizations in it. And maybe 25 to 30 years, I'm not so good in counting years, I'm doing this now. I do my own retreat and chant many rounds and sing a lot to Krishna, for Krishna, the holy name. And I can really say, although I'm really not an advanced chanter, but the insights and the revelations which have been granted during this time and during the time of conducting retreats all over the world have just convinced me entirely that everything we need for our spiritual nourishment and everything we need for overcoming the obstacles in our spiritual life is contained in chanting Hare Krishna. But I want to repeat this word again, but I want to say it again so that everyone wakes up. But you have to learn how to chant. It simply does not work the way most of us chant. It didn't work for myself, that's why I developed this doubt. Nor does it work for many others. So we do need to study our scriptures and the statements of our acharyas to know how it works. I would like to give you an example. Everyone can take a bow and an arrow and somehow shoot with it. But only those who are trained can use the bow and the arrow and hit a target which is 50 meters or 100 meters away from them. You need training how to exactly hold the bow, how to fix the arrow in the right angle. You need to know a little bit about wind. When the wind is strong, you go a little bit like this when it comes from there. There are many things you need to know in order to shoot a bow like Arjuna did. This is the example which the Srimad Bhagavatam gives for chanting the holy name. It says, the mantra is the bow, the arrow is the living entity. Now take it and use it properly so that the living entity reaches the target. The Supreme uses Radha and obtains Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Is the example clear? Anyone can. Here are some children. Our Sakshi Gopal is using most properly little bow, not
slingshot.
Sorry, slingshot. Yes, So if you go by, you have not yet discovered the bow and the arrow. Madhusudan will explain everything to you afterwards. Everyone is as children. I mean, every German boy uses a bow and an arrow. But to get to a target which is, let us say, 500 meters away or 1 kilometer away, that's something. Now, everyone can chant Hare Krishna, but in order to cover the distance which we have created between us and the Lord, you need to learn how to do it. We have made a lot of distance, a lot of separation. We have made, not Krishna. So to cover that distance, you need to learn. So, you need to learn from the scriptures. You need to learn from the acharyas. And in our Kirtan Academy here in Mayapur, we want to teach these scriptural knowledge and empower you so that you all will be with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that you reach your original constitutional position. Is that a good program?
Yeah.
I think you can understand, without this, our spiritual life will remain dry. We will remain neophytes, and our taste for material life will continue. Our mental problems will stay, and we will be known as the movement of greenhorns, neophytes who never change. So this is the idea behind opening a Kirtan Academy. With great joy and pleasure, we see that at the moment there's a wave of enthusiasm for especially Kirtan going through our movement. It's wonderful to see that. But we feel, I talked about this yesterday in the temple, many of our older devotees feel, if we do not now have different places where we can really learn how to do kirtan according to the directions of the acharyas and according to the directions of the scriptures, this will be a passing fashion, like so many things have come and gone in our movement. So with these Kirtan academies, and I foresee there will be many at many places eventually. Already one is starting in Europe in the summer of next year. It's more a Kirtan course. We do hope to assist the Vaishnavas and the movement to become Kshetras. That is our hope, that service we wish to give. We meet those who are convinced like this and who have opened the Kirtan Academy. We are meeting today in pioneer circumstances. I like it very much, but it doesn't really look like the University of Washington. So our Kirtan Academy has that charm of a pioneer place, which is really the best way to learn. Now, I always wanted to be in such surroundings, and today Yashomati and Dayal Guranga have fulfilled this dream, which is really there. From this, it's our first time we do this, and you are the first students, really. From this, we will develop slowly and slowly and slowly and see in which way we go. Okay, so this is my glowing yes, which I have shared with you, my inner conviction, the reason why I'm so enthusiastic about teaching and doing the holy name, and I'm very grateful that you are with us. So for the remaining time of our first session, will be a little bit more than half an hour, I will now give you your first class called Entering the Kirtan Academy. We have entered with our bodies here, but now we need to enter deeply with our intention, with our whole personality. As you all know, at the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit, is only a few moments before his departure from this world. Shukadev Goswami summarizes the Bhagavatam teachings. He talks to his disciple that he should give up his false identification with the body, and he should engage in singing the Lord's holy name and hearing about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. He says, Kale dhosha nide Rajan. Hey Rajan, hey King, you must know one thing. The age in which you are in the present is an ocean of faults and many mistakes. Kale dhosha nide Rajan. Asti heka mahan gunan. But amongst all these many, many flaws and mistakes, there is one good quality. Kirtanat eva Krishnasya. The kirtan of Krishna's name gives you freedom from all material, from material existence. And param brajat brings you to the highest goal of your life, love of Godhead. Know this for certain. It is sure. With this, Shukadev Goswami repeats the many instructions he has earlier given, but just in case it was not clear enough, he says this. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared here in this land, imagine just here, still vibrating with his presence. He's still here. Once sang a song, a beautiful song about kirtan, the kirtan of kirtan. He sang there. He repeats the ancient instructions of Shukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Pitavaran kalipavan gora kovai aichalna bava vibora. The golden complexioned savior of the age of Kali, Sri Gora, sings as follows, overwhelmed with love. Chittadarpana parimajana kari Krishna kirtan jaya chitta bihari. All glories to Sri Krishna kirtan, which cleanses the mirror of the heart and delights, brings joy to the soul. All glories to Sri Krishna kirtan, even if it is chanted indifferently, you know, not with much focus, it has the tendency to extinguish the forest fire of material existence and end all suffering. When Krishna kirtan is sung, even if you are not 100% present as it happens, if you are maybe a little tired or you think about Krishna, some other distractions, It has the tendency to extinguish the material fire and end all sufferings. And Lord Chaitanya continues to sing, all glories to Sri Krishna Kirtan, which casts moonbeams upon the white lotus of good fortune, causing it to bloom, and which is a loving pastime of bhakti. There's a lot of movement in this class. So, just on our way here, we just stop, because in that pukur there, and I hope you can also see it, there is a beautiful lotus flower. It's a red. There are white lotus flowers which open up in the night when the moonbeams come and delicately open its petals. Huh? Can you imagine? Maybe we have to go there before and in one night and see one white lotus flower growing up. So when you do Krishna Kirtan, the influence of Krishna Kirtan is like the influence of the moon on a lotus flower. The influence of the Kirtan is felt by that all kinds of auspiciousness happen in your life. When you do Krishna Kirtan, everything you need for your spiritual life is supplied by Krishna. You just need to sit there and sing. And that's the easy way of even, I think, we have some grihasthas who are poor with us, for economic advancement. Although we never ask for material things, it is seen by those who chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that all auspiciousness came. There was once an earthquake in a little town where one devotee said, this devotee had a little house, and he was known of singing and chanting in Kirtan maximum amount of time. So the earthquake shook the whole town and broke down all the houses except for one house. I think you can imagine which house that was. Its effect, auspiciousness, is given by the chanting, and bhakti comes into your heart by chanting. Lord Chaitanya continues, all glories to Sri Krishna Kirtan, the life of the bride of transcendental knowledge and the embodiment of perfection. If you do Kirtan, my dear devotees, I hope I will not be criticized by the Bhakti Shastri examination board, but the knowledge which you need will be supplied to you by the holy name. This is what Mahaprabhu here says, and it brings you to the perfection, just the Kirtan alone. And he continues like this, all glories to Sri Krishna Kirtan, which is glorified for expanding the ocean of transcendental bliss, and which is the embodiment of the deluge of prema. I think we all are pleasure seeking. We want happiness. And maybe sometimes we get a drop of happiness. But when you chant, you get an ocean of happiness. It's as if the ocean of happiness flows over its natural limitations and floods the soul. And there are two more verses left. All glories to Sri Krishna Kirtan, which bestows the taste of nectar at every step. This chanting is the fountainhead of pure love of God. All glories to Sri Krishna Kirtan, which bathes the soul of Bhakti Vinod, and which is the root cause of prema. Now, I do know that many of you, when they hear this, they become slightly doubtful. I'm not in an ocean of bliss. I have hemorrhoids and they pain. I'm not full of knowledge. I'm very ignorant. I cannot remember one verse, even half a verse is difficult for my cheese-like brain with many holes. But I'm chanting in kirtan. It has not happened to me. I have not been blessed with these results. The reason why this is so is because we all do not know that Sankirtan has two meanings. Chanting with many and Samyak Kirtan, chanting properly. Rupa Goswami gives these two definitions of Kirtan. Chanting with many, that's Sankirtan, and chanting properly, Samyak Kirtan. You have to learn to use the bowl, the mantra, and bring yourself in proper contact with the mantra, just like an arrow is properly aligned, and then you reach a direct experience of Krishna. Now, we all are people of habits. Habits are things which govern each conditioned soul. And they come from what is called sanskaras, or deep impressions which we have made either in a previous life or in this life. And they rule us entirely. And these habits are two. One habit, type of habit, is describing how we move our body, how we eat, how we sleep, how we walk, how we talk. We all are controlled by these external habits. I would like to make a little experiment with you. Could you be so kind to fold your arms in the position which is comfortable for you? Is that all comfortable? Yeah? Quite comfortable. Good. Let me ask you, how do you fold your arms? Is the left arm and left hand over the right hand? Right arm and... Or is it the other way around? Please check. Who is left over right? I'm also left over right. Who is right over left? And who is sleeping at this moment? No one. Good. So now I wish you to reverse the order. If you are left over right, left hand over the right elbow, then you change it. How does that feel? Strange, isn't it? Irky. It really feels not right. Now, most of you, I guarantee you this, unless you were in one of my retreats, has never thought how they fold their arms. It's something we never analyze in great detail. We just do it somehow or other. Is that right? We do it by habit. We are habituated to do it in one way, and we don't think about our habits. So your whole life is more or less like that. You have certain habits which you do again and again and again and again, and you don't think about it any longer. You also have habits to how you chant your rounds, by the way. How you sit in kirtan. There are habits which are even more compelling than this one. These are subtle habits, that is the way we think. I noticed that this morning I was walking here from the from where I stay to here, and there was one person who was on the balcony and who jumped up and down. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. And because I'm a teacher, I'm not a teacher, I'm a servant of Krishna, but I teach a lot, my mind is always engaged in assessing people, you know, because that's what teachers do. They find out what is the level of the student and how do I bring him from this level to that level. Yeah? So I was, saw the person. And I thought, wow, even in the holy Dham, crazy people exist. That was my thinking habit. Then I thought again, and I heard, I remembered that person having a speech defect or something, you know, which where someone cannot speak. And then I noticed the person is not at all crazy. The person is very nice. He's very happy to see me after a long time and is greeting me because there is no ability to talk nicely. It has to jump and make some sound to draw the attention. Hello, Maharaj. But because I have that habit to look at people and try to make to see how they are and what they need, I made a very serious offense in the Holy Dham based on my habit, how I think when I see things which I don't understand with someone. Huh? So we all have physical habits and we all have mental habits. One physical habit of the Hare Krishna people is they are chronically fatigued, tired, and they cannot pay attention doing lectures. That's the Hare Krishna physical thing. And we have also mental habits. We see and we judge people and so on. And then I'm telling this because it is my deep conviction that we also bring our lousy habits in chanting into our kirtan and therefore suffer because we cannot break our unhealthy habits and develop more healthy habits. This is what I have seen in my own life when I began to understand why am I not making advancement in my spiritual life? Why does the chanting of kirtan not really work for me? And the answer of this is that we are victims of our habits, thinking habits and physical habits. They are in Sanskrit called sanskaras. They come because we have made certain impressions which happen when we do things over and over and over again. Then they become ingrained. They become like lines, almost like lines being made into stone. They're governing our life. And they are the reason why we stay in our own conditionings and our own limitations, no matter how we try. So in this Kirtan Academy, we will teach you new things, and we request you, that will happen in the workshop, to immediately apply them to your chanting and then create new habits. These new habits will break your old habits, and in this way you will be able to really significantly improve your spiritual life and your spiritual and your relationship to the chanting. So this is the first point I wanted to make, is we all have habits, and to change them means to come to a higher level. If you want to come to a higher level, you need to change your habit. I want to tell you a story which I believe comes from Srila Prabhupada. It was about a scorpion who was accustomed to travel over a wooden bridge to the other side of a river and associate with his scorpion friends on the other side. Now it so happened that there was a monsoon, and the monsoon brought so much water to the river that the river became like a gushing. He really flew like anything, and he broke the bridge. The river broke the bridge, and the next day the scorpion didn't know, how will I cross the bridge? So he waited on the bank of the river, and he saw a camel passing by. Then he had an idea. He said, "Oh, brother camel, camel, look who's calling me, brother. Oh, brother camel," he said, "what are you doing here?" Oh, said the camel, "Please don't come very close. I'm just planning to cross the river." "Ah," said the scorpion, "I also want to cross the river, but I cannot, I don't have long legs like you have. Can I climb on your back?" The camel said, "Absolutely not." "Why not?" "Because scorpions sting." "Oh," said the scorpion, "an ordinary scorpion sting, but I have become a saint. I don't sting." No, said the camel, "You may be in the habit of stinging, and it may be very difficult to overcome your habit." No, I'm very saintly," said the scorpion. Don't doubt me. "Just let me climb on the back." The camel thought, "Should I or should I not?" But because his birthday came the next week, he decided to be charitable. He said, "You can just climb on my back." And everything went well. The camel went into the river. It became deep and deeper. Finally, the river came to the chest of the camel. And the camel walked very steadily and said, "Everything is all right." And he asked, "Is everything all right, Teek?" Said the scorpion. Now, in the middle of the river, the habit of the scorpion to sting came. He thought, "I shouldn't sting, because when I sting, this camel will die and I will drown. I will also drown. It's against my self-interest to sting." So he made it, but the habit became so uncontrollably strong that when the camel was wading through the deep water, the scorpion said, "To hell with being a polite gentleman," and it went like sting. Camel looked back and said, "Why have you done this? Now I have to drown, and even you have to drown." Scorpion said, "What can I do? It's my nature. We all have such natures, my dear devotees. We do what is against our self-interest. We do it persistently, constantly. We either think against what is our interest, or we act against our interest. Are we not cursed? We are absolute victims of our habits. And this may not be such a huge problem, but when it comes to taking up a sadhana, that is a spiritual practice, then it's absolutely required to change the habit, to change what we do. So, in order to help us to work on this, we will have to create new habits here, new habits towards kirtan, And we will put new sanskaras, kirtan sanskaras in our heart. What we do here is similar to spiritual surgery, where we change the way our spiritual life goes and make it more healthy for our spiritual advancement. Do you think this is a good program? It's serious, isn't it? And maybe some of you are not sure if they are at the right place. Because, yes, it will be something a little bit intense. It will be very pleasurable. You will be very happy and laugh in ecstasy many times. But it is something intense. Our hero, who is accompanying us, is... I will tell you now about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Maybe you can make your mind up if you want to leave. Then this is a good time to leave. But please don't leave while you hear about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's impolite to do that towards Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it's okay. If you need to leave, please leave now. But if you want to hear the hero of transformation, if you want to know what Bhaktivinoda Thakur did, please do stay for only 15 minutes. This we can expect of an educated and grown up people. Huh? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh, best of the devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur went at one stage of his life on a retreat. He did something what we do here. He went to Jagannath Puri, where he built just a very small little house, not like this, it's very small. And he writes in his diary, "Today we are sitting inside a bhajan kutir at Sri Purushottam Kshetra. We are living in this faraway place and we have left the great city of Calcutta, which is full of people and learned communities. Why? Why have we left everything behind and live in a small house at the bank of the ocean?" And then he describes that he tried to develop in Bengal the pure chanting of the holy name according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He published a magazine called Sajani Shani to spread pure Vaishnavism. And intellectuals, Goswamis, Babajis, even good kirtan performers who had done this as a public presentation, more for performance, had joined his movement. And soon, communities spread all over Bengal who were based on chanting the holy name. Do you remember what these communities were called at that time? Namhattas. Yes, you know them. You know. Many assemblies, Namhatta assemblies in cities and villages appeared, and he said, "I became more enthusiastic to spread the holy name." But then something happened. Mayavadis and Indian yogis, sahajiyas and balls and false teachers came up and began to again spread Kali Yuga teachings. So the movement which had been founded was going down. At that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very dejected and he read one work called Chaitanya Chandramrita. Who of you knows this scripture? Please raise your hand. Oh yes, a good amount of you. Very nice. He saw one verse, I think 46 or 49. The verse says, afflicted by the powerful senses and contaminated by the evil influence of Kali Yuga, now that my mind and intelligence have become so agitated and uncontrollably, where can I take shelter if not in the mercy of Lord Gauranga? The author says, my mind is uncontrollable, my senses are uncontrollable, I feel contaminated. Do some of you also feel like this sometimes? I also feel like this. I try and try, but the mind is not cooperative, and the senses are full of desires to eat rasagulas in many quantities. Although I am not physically fit, I eat. Yes, I have this also. So where do we take shelter in such a condition where our life is not under control, where we are controlled by our previous habits? He says, under Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So he went from Calcutta to Puri, and when he arrived in Puri, he went to the beach and began to roll, crying on the beach, "Oh no, what has become? We try to spread the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but now again the Mayavadis have taken over. Because it's Kali Yuga and people have uncontrolled mind and uncontrolled senses. What to do? So as he was lamenting, at that time, the Lord appeared before him and informed him within his heart of something. He said, well-wisher of my devotees, you should know that people are overwhelmed by material desires. That's the reason. But what you should now do is, you should come to the place where I kept my dear Haridas. He says, my order to you is that you should live at the place where I kept my dear Haridas and where I loudly chanted the holy names of the Lord. You should go there and constantly sing the glories of the holy name for the benefit of the fallen souls. As a result of the piety that people will achieve by hearing from you and the faith they will develop, they will attain non-duplicitous faith with pure devotional service in future lifetimes. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, hears from Lord Chaitanya, sit here, chant the holy names, and you will become empowered. And then people who hear from you will also become empowered. Following these instructions, he says, of our beloved Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, we built our bhajan kutir in the tract of land surrounded by huge waves. And he went there, he got a small piece of land, and he built what is called a bhajan kutir. And before this bhajan kutir, he fixed a plaque, a shield. How do we say shield in English?
Shield.
A sign? A signboard. Would you like to know what he wrote on the signboard? It's maybe something we should write also here. Something like this. In order to remember the names and qualities of Krishna Murari, please say, Krishna Murari. He who is known as Bhaktivinoda has given up everything to come here to the land of Gauranga's pastimes, taking shelter in this cottage of devotion, Bhakti Kutir. Wonderful, no? I have now this one goal. I want to remember the names of Krishna Murari, no? And I have taken shelter here. I think you all need to have a similar mission in your mind. You should reflect about your life a little bit. Where are you now? Are you where you wish to be? Are you filled with the intoxicating, ecstatic love of Krishna? Or are you still worrying about many things? Are you detached from material life? Or do you feel disturbing attachments ruling your life? Where are you in your spiritual life? You should assess this, and we will do this in a little exercise in a minute. And then you should make a resolution. I will learn, at least now for 1 week, only 4 days, it's nothing. I will stay in the courses of the Kirtan Academy, and I will go there. I will create a new habit. I will give this a priority in my life, so that I learn to chant the Maha Mantra. At least I get new inspirations, so on. Yes. So this is at the very end of his stay, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had a vision. This is so beautiful to tell. He had a vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting Haridas Thakur. And he heard all these instructions which were discussed, the subjects. And he copied it down and wrote a book called Harinam Chintamani. You know everything. He wrote this book, Harinam Chintamani, which is so powerful. And believe it or not, very soon we will hear something from this book, which will, I guarantee you, which will help your spiritual life like anything. After that, your spiritual life will be different. It's very powerful. So we will teach a few things from the Harinam Chintamani. To teach the whole book, we would need you maybe for half a year. That's too long of a time at this time, at least. We are only starting. But we will teach you some of the jewels of that work, which work very practically to create new habits so that your life will become a new spiritual life. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
Good. So, before I end, it's only 5 more minutes, I would love you to find a neighbor just next to you. Just that you found already. Your friend, I believe. Just find someone with whom you can talk about this. Maybe you want to go to our devotee there. Who has not yet found a neighbor, please look around and then you will find a person who is in the same situation as you are. Siddhi Sadhana, have you found a neighbor? Good. Govinda Pachar, you have found a neighbor? Good. Haripriya, you have a team member? Good. Everyone has found? Dobro. Good. So, I request you to discuss with your neighbor, what is your present relationship to the holy name? Are you chanting ecstatic rounds? What is your japa like? Look at two things. How is your japa and how is your kirtan? And talk with your neighbor. Can you be honest, or is it difficult for you in your life to be honest? Maybe then it's a little difficult in our life to talk, because maybe it's something we really don't want anyone to know except for Krishna. Then you can just say indirectly, well, my chanting is not so very good as I wish to. You could do that, or try to be specific. And my dear devotees, please start now, because I have to ask you another question, which is more uplifting. This is a little, I know. Okay, start now, please. And give the other also a chance to talk, not just that you talk.
Come on.
5:30, but we can actually depends. You know, we don't need 5. Okay, let's say 5:30. 5:30 to 8:30. Yes. So let's say if we get it, the whole night, we do it. Okay. Yeah, we don't have to speak. No, we just, you know, we spoke with you on the way. But we...
Why don't we just...
But we need to let them know. Yeah, right, we can discuss with the folks here. So we don't make any announcement now.
Yeah. I think we should be shorter. Then we can also ask them to go back. Or maybe...
Yeah, we can do it's a lot of people
will be there.
Also the kirtan will be there still, but I think, you know, we just have our kirtan. You know, the only thing, 6:30 is arati, you know, it will be loud for our students. And we should be louder than them. I mean, we have kirtan, it will not be a problem. But if you speak...
Yeah, is it not natural to go at that time?
But if you can make a difference, which we will steer the arati in the so we have it. Let us, it requires some kind of organization. Let us speak with Naru and see if we can.
Hare Krishna. Was it difficult to share or was it possible? Yes. So we need to now ask a second question, which is even more important. This was just the preparation. The question is, what could I do to change the harmful habits? Is the question clear? Maybe, you know, you would say, well, I can come to the Kirtan Academy to learn something new. Or you can say, well, something needs to be done. And you can be creative. You can, maybe at the time I chant, I should sit before my home altar or something like this. Huh? So please now do this. We don't have so much time because we want to respect our pause. We will have 5 minutes for this. What can I do to change the harmful habits and adopt? And what habits can I adopt which will help me to do God better?
Yeah, I think if we have a lot of kirtan upstairs, we will not have a problem. But if we, like, but if it goes down in volume, then we will hear it up from 7, 6 to 7, more or less. But I would choose actually for cancer anxiety or holidays. If possible, that we just have maybe a
fit there goes on. That would be the best. Once it's interrupted, it goes on. And you do lose the seriousness of the fact that you lose the sense of community.
But you want to lose this process.
Somehow when we are up there in the field, down there, and then we get very responsible. Get a chance to glorify the Lord. He
here they are, the deities are there. And it's just the
I think we will try to get this whatever you have. So what would you say? Should we, I think the best would be to have kirtan then from the time of God and we can sing Gaurang or something like that?
Yeah,
for example.
Can
but we will not stand up, we just keep this sitting.
All the things you want, you can
do.
We do a chore and then sit down again. Maybe that's good.
Okay.
That's the style for our part taught us. And after all, it's our temple, chanting and I believe
we have our people lead it. You know, those people really know what they need. I mean, maybe even
we got it. We can have it. Naru Gopal can design this. Naru Gopal, he can design it. That you can say that what connect everything with the technology.
You mean the kirtan itself?
Yeah, Naru Gopal can say he can make.
Better research.
Yeah?
I mean, we know Bengalis, but just we know a little better.
Okay.
International.
Here we don't want maybe 2 hours, that's an artistic hour. Anything, we are very free. I only think this is a little bit too. This may be a little bit too dark.
We will have lights, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I think the temple, for temple, while you are here, is a good thing.
Please discuss, but not in a pushy way, not just to find out.
Yes.
But so nice of you. So nice of you.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. You have found some good things you could do in relationship to the holy name. My suggestion is that while you are participating in the Kirtan Academy, you keep these things which you have found, the good things which you could do, you keep that in your mind and you, let me say, try to apply these ideas which you have during the time where you visit the Kirtan Academy. And you will see some very good changes. It's called sankalpa. Sankalpa is you form an intention. I want to do this, this, this. For instance, we have a 64-round stay. And you can bring these things which you have discussed. I don't know what it was, but some of the things you could say, okay, during the 64-round stay, we start at 6 o'clock in the morning and go up to 2 o'clock. It will be very easy. It will be very easy. You will like it very much, and it will, with the support of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be very easy. So, my dear devotees, I want to respond. Oh my God, I went 10 minutes over time. That's typical. I'm German. Hare Krishna. So we will have now a pause of 15 minutes. Please come after 15. If you are unsure that you will make it, better come a little earlier than too late. What is this? 15 minutes here. Can someone please help me? My time is not so good. What do we have now?
quarter to twelve.
So we will meet again at 12 o'clock here in the wonderful breeze of Sri Mayapur. Okay. Thank you so very much for participating in this. I saw that you're very serious. Please don't become shocked. Sometimes I'm a little intense. I'm a friendly person. Don't worry. I'm just doing this in order to bring you to the level where you can learn something. So see you all at 12 o'clock for the workshop. There we will do some chanting and we will learn something from Harinam Chaitanya. Very interesting.